Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Leverboy here in the bunker once again with Lil Squeak and Mr. Moist!
Hey! Mr. Moist.
Boo!
Mr. Moist. For those of you new to the new...
You're like, that's the nickname he's had from episode one. It's been there the entire time. You just didn't realize it.
It's a callback.
Go back and listen to episode one and tell us what you think.
No, probably not. Don't do that.
Yeah. If you can find, can you find that?
Dig through the archives.
I don't think that's out there.
It's out there. You can find it.
That's right. The Reverend Florist is now Mr. Moist. Has always been. But we're just really remembering it. You know what I mean? You guys, I'm kind of depressed.
Oh, what?
I'm kind of sad. I guess depressed means like more long-term sadness, but I'm kind of sad.
Give it time. There's still time for this.
Yeah, I could
really turn it into something.
It could become.
Yeah, let's work it a little bit. Let's see. Let's see what you got.
Just put in some effort. You got this.
Well, but speaking of putting in effort, I feel like we put in quite the effort for a really stellar show last week. And the computer gods had, other thoughts in mind, I guess.
Is it the computer gods or us just being lazy and not getting a newer computer, more updated computer?
I don't know if lazy is the word for it. I mean, it's worked good so far, or it's worked so far.
Yeah, I mean, why?
There's not enough cash flow into this weird charity that we take part in.
And why fix a good thing, you know? Why even mess with it?
I feel like we have a signature sound, you know? I don't want to, like, start sounding.
We've really honed it in.
Wait, what kind of computer is that? Asus? That's the old Asus?
That's the old Asus.
Jesus, they even make those
Asus?
Anymore?
Asus?
Yeah, full on, like...
out of business computer company.
No,
it's become vintage.
They still make computers, but most of them have a solid state drive at this point.
Oh wow,
it's got an old one that you can hear it.
Oh,
wow. Is that is that what that is?
No, I just assume that's your AC whistling because the filter's clogged.
It's not that the filter's clogged; it's that we have all the vents closed, especially in here. Try to push all the air to the living room.
I mean, I like the whistling, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, it makes it feel more rustic.
Oh, it really does.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a storm.
It brings it all together.
But I just really feel like we had a really good effort last week. There was some gold on there.
Was there?
I thought so. I feel like we...
I can't remember.
We really came up with a whole origin story for Mr. Moist's comic book character.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's lost forever. We're never getting back to that.
Yeah, we were talking about, superpowers.
And now it's going to just come down to whatever bullshit I can think of.
I talked about being able to hear people poop loudly at work from the other bathroom.
That's right.
And honestly, I had second thoughts about that when I was like, I don't want to put this out here about my coworkers.
I'm pretty sure you talked about that part before we actually started the episode.
No, I think it's...
No, it's on there.
Yeah. Well, it's on there.
We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know for
it's
sure.
There now.
That's but I sure. believe it was... recorded.
So for the second time in the life of Armageddon After Party, we have lost an episode.
This is the second time. Us maybe telling people.
Okay,
we lost more than that and had to redo shit without people knowing.
This is the
sorry, Chris.
It's probably the. It's probably the first time though that it was. Actually, the computer's fault, not my own.
That's true.
I did.
Everything was plugged in.
We were recording.
We were,
and then we took a break, and then we came back, and the computer had just crapped out while we were gone. You think it like?
Well, it just decided to update itself. I guess we took long enough of a break that I wasn't able to catch the prompt that was saying like you have
30 seconds.
Yeah, you have to make this call in like 3 minutes.
No, I think the computer was like, I'm sick of him fucking postponing the update. This is some bullshit. I'm just going to do it now.
It's definitely sick of that because, I only use it once.
God, those updates always
fuck
shit
up. Well, when we do this show.
Sorry.
It really fucked us. It really fucked everybody of just some quality 274.
May have been the best.
It may have been. I felt really good going.
Thinking like, wow, back, I really,
we took some time off. We came back strong.
God, Mr. Moist.
It really was
a good introduction.
We wished rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. That was part of the last episode. You guys were surprisingly tore up about that. I mean, like, really?
Yeah.
That's what caught me off guard.
Tears.
Yeah.
You can't stop, you know, when tears are true, you can't stop them.
Fucking Bronco. Yeah, I still love a Bronco. I feel worse
for the Bronco. Especially
if it lost its ride or die.
Apparently, AC, I think he sold the Bronco for like $75,000 or something. He got a lot less than he should have for it. Like, AC was a little hard up for cash at some point in time. Was like, hey guys, I got a thing for you.
Yeah.
Sell that to the CNN museum.
Oh, shit.
What's happening?
We're going to die again. No, I think we're good, man. That's happened before. Don't worry about it.
That was the warning for the last update from a couple of weeks ago when it just crapped out of the episode.
Oh, look, weather updates and so much more. Thanks. Now that we have that new update.
We know what's going on out in the world outside this bunker.
Should we open now?
That's pretty handy. No thanks.
Oh, man, you got so many viruses on that computer, don't you?
I shouldn't. I've never looked at a stitch of porn on this computer.
You haven't, but somebody has.
I'm going to talk to my roommate.
Classic. It's probably my roommate.
God damn, I hope it's your roommate.
Did you guys see that they're finally going to change the scheduling of marijuana? They're making significant steps towards that.
I saw that they were talking about it.
I hear that a lot. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
There's some talking going on.
They made significant steps a couple months ago.
Yeah, but just like episodes on this podcast, it's going to get lost.
Yeah, lost in the ether.
And they'll have to redo it.
All that.
And then they're not going to remember the gold that they had before. They just piss it away.
I don't think we can stress this enough. It was probably our best episode. I think there's damn near 100% chance. I mean, everything was flowing. The comedy was just naturally. It was great. We were all just keyed in. It was probably the cocaine.
Yeah, it wasn't a second of downtime.
Yeah.
Not even a second.
Do you think there's any chance the fucking ridiculous cloud of cocaine that went down in here like clogged up the computer and that's why it finally took a break when we stepped out?
Maybe. Jinx.
You know how many movies is that where you there's owe a me cloud some coke. Of cocaine? Like I think Harley Quinn, that happens. Like there's coke like blowing all around an evidence room and she's just getting jacked up. I've never seen a Scarface. I know he's grabbing handfuls of cocaine and like shoving it up his nose.
He just shoves his face in it. Just snorts everything. He's got a mound of it on his desk.
I can watch that movie, I guess.
When he's got the double nostril.
Metal,
and it's one straw and it goes in both. It's like a little tuning fork up his nose.
Yeah. Man, doesn't even have the time to switch nostrils. That is a heavy, hectic schedule that man's got.
And another Quaalude. No allergies.
She'll love me in the morning.
Ooh, I did go see Alien the other day.
Really?
In the theater, yeah.
That's fun.
And I realized part of the way through, apparently I've never actually seen Alien before. So really? It was a totally new experience. Like I'd seen like bits and pieces of it.
Oh.
But yeah, I think we may have been talking about the fact that movie came out in 79. I didn't realize it was that old. But then you watch it and you're like, yeah, it's from 79. It's very, very old. I love hearing how they thought computers were going to act back in the day. That they were going to make big clunky like chunk noises like chunk, 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 chunk.
I mean, they do. Ours is making a good humming noise. Ours. I claim that thing. I didn't fucking buy it.
Good
Sorry.
The royal hours, man.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm part of this room and, you know, whatever's in here is also mine.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
Hold on,
let me take a few things out.
I've done a lot of stuff in here.
Just always been in here in this room.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I need to get a dick pic in here too.
No, framed. You don't have to do that.
Get a Polaroid no dick pic. Really add it to this room.
You have to use one of those tiny Polaroids though.
Make it.
Wait, to make his penis look larger? What are you talking about?
Just the picture's got to be smaller. That means you got to get closer to it. Yeah. Somehow you have to have your face in it too. So you got to do some real yoga moves.
I think I could get it done. I think I could be creative.
Great, just you with a thumbs up down next to your own penis.
I think if I roll back on my head and have it kind of lay it out over my head.
Oh, yeah. Just lay it out over your head.
Yeah. Over my head.
You tie some fishing line to it.
And get a good profile with it coming down at me from the side.
Well, I feel like we have it. Who's going to take the picture?
Oh, I'll do it myself. I think I could get it.
It's more of a challenge than you think it is. Like, you've seen the butthole picture that I keep on my phone, right? Like, I mean, and
I got sent that.
But the thing about that one is, it's the best one. Like, from what he says, there were like numerous attempts, and that piece of garbage is the one that he's like, all right, that'll do, I suppose.
I just wish I could hear him giggling when he was doing this, because I know he was like, this is the funniest shit ever.
He's gonna love this.
This is gonna be awesome.
My friend's gonna get so much enjoyment out of this and repeat it on a regular basis.
When I got the text when it was sent to me, I was like, oh my! I knew exactly what it was. I didn't know whose it was at the moment, but I knew exactly what it was.
Speaking of sandworms, have you seen Dune 2 yet?
God damn it!
No, I haven't.
Get that. Did see that dang movie? I don't know why I turned into Roscoe.
Gosh darn movie.
Take a night. Go check it out.
It's supposed to rain on Saturday. I think maybe that'll be a good day.
All right. Let me know if you go. I might go with you.
Motherfucker. My kid's birthday party.
Well, just drop him off.
Yeah, just let her handle her own birthday party. Oh, yeah. We planned it out here. Here's the itinerary. Just follow that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can read it all, too.
Sound it out now. That B&B theater on the east side of Athens, don't they have, like, is it one of their things having, like, a kid-friendly movie theater in there or something? Like, does that include people watching your kids? Are you allowed to, like, just chunk your kids in there and go watch a better movie while that's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just always do that.
I mean, really, you just need a person at the doors to just kick them back in.
Yeah.
It's anarchy.
Absolutely.
Hour and a half anarchy.
Just hired to kick kids back in to a building. That'd be a good job. Good summer job.
Is that going to be the name of our band?
Kick Babies.
Kick Baby Anarchy?
I'm sorry, Kick Kids.
I don't know
why I said babies.
Hour and a half anarchy.
Hour and a half anarchy. That's pretty good. Hour and a half anarchy. I like half anarchy. I like that. He's a half anarchist.
A half hour anarchy.
Half hour anarchy? That's a bit of a tongue twister.
That sounds good.
That's half hour anarchy.
Half hour anarchy. That's what that phrase is made for. You determining how drunk you are right now. Half hour anarchy.
How furky.
You say how furky?
Hey, furky, furky. Yeah.
Oh my buddy Furky. Come here, Furky. Come here. Talk to me.
Hey, Furky.
Yeah, there. Hey, Furky. Hey, Furky. Very special kind of tongue twister. I like that.
Oh, I like Kick Babies.
Oh shit, my bag ass. Dropping shit.
Just testing the strength of the bunker floor.
Man, I don't know. Maybe this one might be the best episode.
No.
Starting strong.
Starting real strong.
Kick your babies. So OJ's dead, huh?
Yeah, OJ's dead.
The juice has ran out.
Like a month ago, I think.
When they finally squeezed it all. God damn it. Fuck him.
Who else died? Good Lord. I thought I had some other rest in
the
pieces.
The guy who said, you jackass.
Oh, yeah. In Billy Madison?
Yeah.
No. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. There we go.
Why did he name those movies so similarly?
I don't know. He was young.
Is it?
Billy Matt. Well, I mean, I think people on a regular basis confuse one for the other when they're relaying something. They're like, oh, yeah, Carl Weathers. He was in Billy Madison. It's like, nope, he's in Happy Gilmore.
Also dead.
Oh, he's also dead. You're right. I didn't mean to bring up all the shit. My bad, guys.
He make a good. That bone make a good. That's a good soup bone.
Get yourself a stoop.
Get yourself a stoop.
Oh, well, yeah, was he like 23 when he wrote those movies?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he was not 23.
33?
Maybe 33.
I'm going with 28.
Don't know. No idea.
You don't even have a guess?
No. Don't even have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Get it together. You're so
I mean, he was probably dull. 5 years in at SNL. Nice. He probably started there when he was, I don't know, 25 maybe, 30. I mean, it's like 30, 35, somewhere in there. Yeah, early to mid-30s.
Fucking pick a number.
Don't know.
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Mr. Moist always has a number in his head.
My number. I'm just keeping it up there. I got a number.
Yeah,
I thought we were doing a podcast here, but you know, it's fine. Just
yeah, I don't know. Hey, I don't have an answer for it. I don't know.
Should we just sit here and think about things for the rest of the show?
I don't want to do that. That's stupid.
Let's do it.
No, I don't want to think of anything.
That we just we present this as the Thinking Man's podcast. It's like there's a lot of uncomfortable silence as we think about things.
Ooh, I got one.
Has anybody done that on a podcast? Like somebody just takes 5 minutes to answer a question? I'm just like, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
I'm formulating my answer.
Yeah, just go ahead and get your next question ready, but I'm still thinking about the last one.
Well, there was that judge that came and testified for the January 6th committee, not to get political, but he very intentionally talked slowly. Like he doesn't talk that way. I've heard him in interviews after that, but like it was specifically, we think. I don't know. I don't know why I said we.
The royal weed.
No, it wasn't the royal weed. Anyway, people think that it's so he was trying to avoid getting like a soundbite made out of what he's saying. So it's like every question he answered in a cadence like this. And so it's just like, this is fucking impossible to put on like high pressure, like quick news. Like you can't do it. And he's like, fucking successful. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nice. If you like dorky ass things, I guess.
I'm sorry, I zoned out on that. I didn't listen to any of that. I know it was something about a judge and his cadence, but other than that, is that all I needed to know?
Judge cadence.
Judge.
I think I think you got cadence. The gist of that one.
My name is Judge.
My name is
Judge Fudge.
Ooh,
I'm too busy being delicious. Remember Judge Fudge?
I feel like I have to drink, but no.
Did he? Oh, yeah, that's a television show. Was that on Drawn Together? Is that where Judge Fudge showed up? Didn't like some
I
of them
know.
Have
you
to
already
get
asked me the first part.
I'm not aware.
Wait, what first part?
If I knew who Judge Fudge was.
No, you were watching Drawn Together though, right?
Don't A, I know the show. B, I don't know Judge Fudge. C, if I did know the show and I don't know Judge Fudge, I didn't know Judge Fudge was on the show.
Judge Fudge.
I was thinking you watched that show at some point in time, though.
I saw parts of it.
I was just trying to jog your memory. Also, the question has now come up. Did that answer really need to be outlined so thoroughly? That was pretty, you were making like A's and B's and C's. That was pretty solid. You're like my old preacher.
I think you wanted to be very clear.
What do you want? Judge Fudge. I just want to say bullet point next time. Bullet point one.
No, I was just...
You guys can check the footnotes. I'll just put a little one like above my statement next time.
Outlining makes me think you've gotten serious. And it's like it's hard to like outline things and be like funny, you know.
I felt like
can you outline things in a
fucking
funny way?
Hilarious.
I liked it.
Clearly, you can tell. Look at his reaction.
It was gold. That's all we do around here. Yeah. We fucking make gold out of everything.
They missed so much of that from the last episode.
I can't believe. It's hard to believe that. God, wait until the computer eats this one, too.
But I'm glad we're able to recreate it. So
This is pretty much word for word.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God, I really wish we did have that one. Because when you mentioned the comic book thing... the superhero powers and everything. That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. Shit. Mr. Moist, he has the ability to just make himself very sweaty.
He can get out of a sticky jam.
But that doesn't seem like a superpower. That's something that just happens naturally. Like, if I could make other
moisture
people,
to get out of things?
But if I could make other people out. Moist, I think that's the true superpower.
Well,
you,
that's
you
part
can.
Of it. That's part of it as well.
Give them the moist hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moist tug?
Or well, yeah, there's that too.
The moist tug.
You know,
tug.
Give him a little moist tug. You know what we're talking about.
That's for a more serious situation. Yeah, that's, I'm talking about a hug.
Late night, Mr. Moist.
Yeah.
I Gotta swing by the house.
Triple X moist.
Gotta swing by the house to see the wife, get the old moist tug, and then I'm off. Moist tug.
God, there's so much marketing there, too. God, you would have your own lubricant. Mr. Moist Lubricant. You ever have too much friction?
That's one of my favorite lines from A League of Our Own when John Lovitz is like, I gotta go home and give my wife the old pickle tickle, then I'm off again.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta drink, though.
I know. We keep drinking.
Yeah. You get a little tickle over there?
Yeah.
What do you got a hold to?
I was just drinking some clear liquids.
Oh, yeah. Rehydrating?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
A little vitamin C in there or anything? A little squeeze of lime?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's essence of tangerine.
Nice. How'd you manage that?
You got to ask the scientist, man.
It's not my department.
Like a tangerine farted in the room that I made the drink in. Weirdest thing.
Ooh.
Essence.
Yeah, a little smoke flavor there. So what else has been going on? What else is new? I'm having a hard time thinking.
Oh, man.
I had a few before I got here.
Oh, nice.
To this microphone. So, yeah. Last week, the last one I was sober on. Maybe I don't do as well when I'm drunk.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I feel like
I think you're doing fine.
I sound pretty good.
You sound undrunk.
I sound undrunk.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not bad.
Like you were drunk, but now you're undrunk.
Yeah. Oh. I get it. I do kind of sound like that. I'm okay with that. I think it's a good sound.
Yeah, that's the kind of sound I go for all the time.
But not hungover? You haven't slept? Like you were just drunk and then over time you got undrunk? And that's...
Well, you know, similar to Mr. Moist, Little Squeak can get undrunk in a moment's notice.
I got powers too, motherfucker. Yeah.
What kind of shoehorned ass callback was that? That was terrible. That made no sense.
I'm undrunk.
We didn't have a fucking evaluation of your something.
We haven't really figured out what Little Squeak's superpower is. He's got it somehow, you know, but the main villain has to have a superpower.
I just don't go away.
I don't think trying to get turds off of a toilet is villainous behavior. I think that's the behavior of a fucking hero.
Yeah, but flinging it?
Yeah, you know, scraping, fling. What's he do with those turds?
Wait, you get them off with your fingers?
No, what I do is I touch people with the brush.
Oh, God.
I give you a pink eye.
That's villainous as fuck.
Yeah, I stir your drink with it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Brr. Yeah.
That's no.
Just think what I do when it's shaking.
That is no bueno.
Yeah, you can fling the excess moisture off of it.
Mm-hmm. Now he's horning in on my superpowers. This is bullshit. He can't make people moist, too. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're flinging toilet water on somebody, that's a whole different thing.
Well, it's mostly like bleach water, so it's going to dry them up.
Yeah. Like a fucked up priest. Don't they have a thing that like splashes holy water? You could just run around and splash toilet water on people? Fake priest?
Do you do good?
Dookie priest?
I do. I clean. I like to get it squeaky clean.
I feel like Dookie Priest has a good ring to it.
Dookie Priest is not bad. Oh, you talking about for me?
Oh, that's one thing we talked about in the last episode was fucking Will Bebegun, poop doula.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of just like sitting in public restrooms and offering people tips on how well or how poorly they're pooping. Again, it was much funnier on the last episode.
It was really funny.
You should have heard it.
You got to do it at a casino. That's what we decided. That's the best place for a poop
doula.
That is a
good place for
God, could be
damn it. Why didn't we have that fucking episode?
You could be hired by the casino to help people move it along in the casino.
Get them back to the tables.
Yeah.
But no. My devotion would be to help the person have a satisfying and healthy poop. It would not be to get them out of the bathroom as quickly as possible.
No, the two are one and the same.
You think quick pooping is the only way to go?
Not the only way, but sometimes people get lost in what they're doing and they're not like really enjoying the poop and getting it over with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, they're just looking at their phones. You know,
they're really not engaged.
People on their screen time these days, you know, can't we all just poop without our phones?
God. We've got a friend that passed out in a bathroom while she was peeing.
What?
Yeah, yeah. That's how she knew that it was time in for her to go home. Yeah, in a public place in New Orleans.
Just pass out?
Yeah, she just woke up and just realized that she'd been out for a little while, and it's like, all right, time to go home.
Holy shit.
We have a former guest of the show that passed out in the porta potty as we were loading up our camp at one of the burns.
Oh.
Passed out in the porta potty and like just didn't show back up. We're like, where the fuck has he been for the last 3 hours? While we've been doing all the work.
Port-a-john. That's the that's gross. That's grosser than like just a regular public restroom.
Also the last day of the festival.
Oh, at a burn. Everybody just eating grass.
I guarantee you didn't have shoes on.
No. Who does at those? Do people wear shoes in there? I didn't think you could bring them in.
What time of year was this? Summer?
Fall?
Fall. Okay. Okay.
No, okay. It's still, but the last day.
But it's still just baking in there, yeah.
No, it's a lot of trail mix. Fucking. God. A lot of Molly bellies, fucking warm whiskey. Well, yeah, I guess that's the only way you really do it. Chill your whiskey. Right. I guess you can put ice.
I like whiskey rocks.
That's true.
Chill it up.
Yeah. Anyway, some nasty motherfuckers going in there and shitting and taking care of that fucking porta john.
That would be the worst. Just wake up and like the side of your face is blue. Like you just. But fell it doesn't asleep, even like, matter.
Just like being in one of those, regardless. It's just you feel dirty, even if it's like you're the first one to use it. It still just makes you feel port-a-john. I hate them. I fucking hate them.
I just wish people would put the seat down, because like if you just leave the seat down when you leave the porta john, most of the stink goes out the little pipe up top. That's the way they're designed, but nobody does that. I've never walked into
because everybody pisses on the fucking seat.
I know. Yeah. And nobody wants to touch anything in there. So.
No.
And they never like they're always out of the fucking gel that cleans your hands.
Yeah.
But doesn't get dookie off your hands. It just spreads dookie around your hands. But it's sanitized.
It's a fucking poo box that you're just breathing in
poo box.
When you're in there. It just
poo box. Is that what the android is saying at the end of the Star Wars movie?
Yeah, that's how
poo box.
Luke and Leia were born.
Leia. That droid doesn't realize that the vagina is separate from the butt, so it's just like poo box, and it pulls a baby out. Like, poo box.
Yeah,
it's where babies come from. The poo box.
Is that why she died? Yeah,
I think so. The droid was trying to get it out of her butt. She would have been screaming a lot more, you think, unless they have very advanced technology in a long time ago.
Well, I would say they probably had pretty advanced technology. Luke. They could make new hands and bodies.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
She's lost the will to live.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Robot.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'm struggling not to just steal whole cloth an entire bit from another podcast about that fucking robot, about it going to medical school and just always assuming that everybody has lost the will to live. Sorry, lost the will to live, died. Like all of your patients die.
Yeah, you didn't have to bring up another podcast.
I know, I should have done that.
He likes to do it. That's his thing. We'll That's another one of his superpowers.
Bringing up other podcasts? That's not super at all. That's just lame.
Yeah, you're right. Mr. Moist.
Well, we got another action-packed Heads or Cocktails coming up soon.
If
the recording goes well, we may have this podcast out beforehand on May 16th.
We'll do it. I'll have it done.
Yeah.
Just remind me.
You made a promise.
Send me a text.
Yeah.
No, I'll read it. Yeah. I'll set a reminder.
Yeah. Super excited. After that last crazy, amazing performance that we had in the last one.
Oh, yeah. God damn. That was insane. Wait,
it was crazy and amazing?
Yeah, it was crazy and amazing.
Were people also crying?
There was crying. There was some crying that happened.
Wait, somebody cried?
It's the Aerosmith trifecta.
Right. That's right. Oh, Did you just pick the next songs for the next Heads or Cocktails?
Oh, shit. I may have. Shit. Don't release this episode before the next Heads or Cocktails.
God damn it. What are you doing? I'm sure we'll lose this one, too. She was really good, especially with the songs.
I was talking about Mary Beth, the champion. Oh, my God. She was good.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. I've seen nothing like it in all my days of Heads or Cocktails.
I thought she was cheating.
I
thought you gave her the answer.
She was sitting the farthest away from me, so unless there was a mirror, there was a mirror behind me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Wait, was she wearing glasses with the little mirror in the side so that she could see the mirror behind you that reflected your... I'm trying to think if that would be backwards. It's
man, going through all that trouble just to win Heads or Cocktails.
Oh, I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's bold.
Yeah, if someone has put forth that much effort, I say... You can be the champion.
I had to drink for my own movie quote today as I was coming in. I was going through one of the the smaller of the two like passing lanes that I have between my house and here. And somebody got crazy and like took off to the right as the lane was ending and like zipped around another car. And like without thinking, I was like, it's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. And I was like, oh, that's fucking lame as hell.
Wow. But you said it. You felt the need to repeat it on this
format. I know. I don't think... Do y'all even know what the fucking movie quote is?
Mm-mm. Is that from... Oh, that sounds... Okay, so I'm in my head, I'm picturing...
Why does head start with an F for you?
Because I was going to say face.
Behind my face. In my thinking organ.
Is that Dennis Quaid?
No.
Shit.
This is not Dennis Quaid.
Cotton.
Also not Dennis Hopper.
Is it?
Also, it's not screamed out like that. It's not a bold.
Is it Tom Cruise?
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Oh, fuck. Is it the dad of Scott Conn?
What? What?
The more famous father of Scott Conn? That's such a weird.
Oh, shit.
I can't think of the Conn. What's his fucking name?
Shit, now that I can't think of it. James.
Yeah.
He was in the fucking Godfather, man.
I know. That's why it was.
The bad thing is I lost it in the middle of you talking.
Really. See, it's not that easy now, is it?
No. Is James Caan dead?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Sonny Corleone.
Old new Cotton.
Father of Scott.
See if it pays off.
No, this gentleman is the father of... of a Bluth. I'm trying to think what the kid's name is. Oh, Father George Michael Bluth.
Oh. Okay, well, I know who you're talking about, but I'm now thinking of the movie.
He's playing against type.
Okay, this is dumb. Yeah. Just fucking say what... I mean, yeah, what's the movie?
For most of this thing, I thought it was Best in Show, but it's not. It's Dodgeball, I think.
You think? You don't even know? You don't even fucking know?
I'm about 76%. Oh. It's where ESPN 8, the Ocho, came from.
I've never seen Dodgeball.
Really?
Can you believe it?
I'd never seen Alien. Which was fun. It's fun watching a thriller, like not knowing what's going to happen next. Like,
God, you make me laugh.
It was weird.
God damn. Oh shit! I got fucked up friends, man.
What now?
Like who?
Like you guys?
Who the hell are you talking about?
Y'all are some fucked up dudes.
No,
in a
really.
Good way. I mean, in a good and loving way.
Oh, okay,
like a fun fucked up way. I don't know. I'm having a good time.
Well, I guess that's really all that matters.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Thank you for this journey. That's all I gotta say.
Oh
yeah.
Hey, no problem. We really just do it for you.
Thank you. That makes me feel happy.
God, if you found out that this was a weird social experiment of just like, how long can we keep TJ coming over? I'm just so curious just to see.
Well, that's
like,
great.
We're not even releasing the episodes. We're just... Yeah. We've got a couple of people that act like they listen. He's going to be home tonight like ArmageddonAfterParty.com. What the fuck? Doesn't exist. Some bullshit.
It never even changed their...
You know what? I wouldn't even. I wouldn't be upset. I've had such a good time.
Wow. Do you ever think about that? Like, okay, I don't want to like spoiler alert any movies, but like there are movies
spoil it.
Where the end of the movie happens and it changes. I mean, I guess it's a twist ending or whatever. But like, okay, Fight Club. All of a sudden, everything that happened in that movie changes because of the way the ending. But like, you never think about like, what if something got revealed to me one day by my friend group, and it was just like I didn't realize that this entire time. I think the go to on that is somebody not realizing that they're mentally challenged, because you wouldn't necessarily realize it. But if some suddenly that knowledge was revealed to you,
are you telling me something? Wait,
like at this point, you were just like, oh yeah, all your friends just yeah, you're not all there, buddy.
What the go to for what?
Did I just open
this line
up?
Of thinking of just something at our age, something in your life being revealed to you, where you're like, oh shit, the whole time? Oh no.
Did I just walk into something? Are y'all about to tell me something?
I don't know if that's the go-to.
Did I not realize
that's the go-to in your brain?
Okay, so give me an alternate go-to. What's the thing? I guess the other thing would be like you walk into an intervention and your friends are like, "Oh, you're an alcoholic," and you're like, "Well, I kind of knew I was. I mean, I wasn't. This is not new information." I think the new information would be like, "Yeah, you're totally you're mentally handicapped." We've just been being nice to you this entire time.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we have something to tell you there, Revflo.
Oh God.
You see my baseball?
Oh jeez.
No, I mean everybody knows there's it's a spectrum.
Oh yeah.
We're all on it in some level.
You think?
Wait, which spectrum? The spectrum or like some other spectrum?
It.
It's all a spectrum.
It's all spectrum?
Spectrum it.
Oh, you keep saying it because I do want to listen to that book. I think
see
I'm
how it's all connected? It's just...
Wait, Stephen King's it?
Yeah.
He is it.
Are there spectrums in there?
All kinds of spectrums.
How are there not?
I mean... Yeah, I mean, I guess there's spectrums in there.
I mean, there's spectrums
in reality, like the electromagnetic spectrum, the visible light. Like, there's a lot of spectrums in there.
Yeah, it's in here, yeah. In this very room. We got a lot of spectrum.
This sounds vaguely Christian. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what?
This could be an altar call.
Let's just see where this goes.
The spectrum of the Lord is coming down upon us. He's in your heart right now. He's telling you need to come down and confess your sins.
I felt that was hating my heart. I gotta let it out.
Let the light shine bright on you.
Let it out.
Let his love warm and guide you into the righteous path. That is set before you.
Well, now it's getting like scary, like Sam Jackson territory, where you're talking about righteous path and sit. You're starting, there's some rising action. You're getting more and more serious.
Well, it is. You need to be serious about it.
And you will know my name. Oh, man, my jaw's about to pop.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
It's the Lord.
Yeah, I've got this weird thing where my...
It's the Lord.
It's clearly the Lord closing my jaws with his powerful Lord hands.
Oh, my Lord, Lord.
When I lay my bitches upon thee.
What I am.
Oh, my God. I thought that was some sick ass shit. I like to say to people before I kill them.
That's some mean shit.
I'm gonna watch that again.
Did you watch the Iceman, the documentary about Kuklinski?
Yes.
Do you remember that story where like the guy was like begging and pleading and praying and Kuklinski was just like, all right, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 10 minutes. You sit in here and you pray to your God. And if he wants to deliver you from me, then he will do so. And in 10 minutes, I'm going to come in here and fucking kill you. And then he walks out and gives him 10 minutes. He's just like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. That was pretty rough.
Yeah. It's like fucked up.
But like real life, also his story, no witnesses. So it's very possible that was just him lying about shit.
I mean, he did kind of prove a point, though.
Oh, but just how cruel that is for 10 minutes.
But then again, you could spin it. It was like, well, you just aren't a really good person. So you're going to suffer a bit before you can get into heaven. Because you know how God is. Can't be an easy path.
He gave him 10 minutes alone and he didn't jerk off.
We you, don't. Oh, dude, God.
If you knew you were about
to
die, you think you could get an erection?
Yeah, man.
No. Like, it's going to be the last time.
I bet it's like amazing. Fear, a little bit of fear, a lot of fear into it.
He's going to walk in 10 minutes later and you're just cranking on a fucking limp ass noodle. Trying to, he's like, oh, this is goddamn pathetic. You're going to die.
Maybe it would save you, though.
Can you
it
help me out?
Oh, my God.
Hold the gun to my head. Hold the gun. I need the gun into my head. I really got. I can't come unless a gun is at my head.
Choke me a little bit.
You got an ice pick? Stab my penis.
You realize that's his weakness and you start chasing him around with your
wait,
dick.
Wait, thumb in my butt. Thumb in my butt.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Come on, Iceman.
Yeah, I thought you were real spooky.
Yeah.
No, Kuklinski's sitting there. He's like, you're at 12 fucking minutes and I'm not touching you. Come on. This is bullshit.
Look me in the eyes.
Mm. Don't look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. Don't. Never mind. Trying to get it all dialed in.
Shit.
No. What I'm going to need you to do.
Put some golf cleats
on. Drop trowel.
I need you to kick me around the room and call me Susie.
And leave like Cleveland steamer on my chest.
That's a quote from Tenacious D album. Yeah, we got to drink to that, I suppose. Oh, my goodness.
God damn, the Iceman was ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
Man, doing all that stuff.
Okay, so the other night I got home from a day of doing stuff and was relaxing and settled down and was doing my normal like relaxing at the end of the day routine and then took the dog out and then heard a bunch of racket going through the bamboo just and I was like, no, that's weird, it's probably an armadillo. And so I went and got my big flashlight and my .22 gun, my rifle, and went out there and started like tracking this armadillo around. And so anyway, I find him, he's out front, I pop him a couple of times and he doesn't move, and I cut the light off because I didn't want to disturb the neighbors. Also didn't want to draw attention to the fact that I'm shooting a gun in the front yard of my house, but it shoots a little .22 shorts, like it sounds like a cap gun essentially. And so I'm hanging out and I can hear this armadillo like breathing, just like, and it was fucking freaky. And I was like, okay, he's gonna quit in a minute. And he just kept going for a while. And I was like, he's not quitting. This sucks. I'm gonna have to go over there and like finish him off. So went over there, fucking clicked the light on, and just like put one in the back of his head. And then clicked the light back off and was standing there. And like I said, I had started my whole like end of the night relaxation, intoxication routine. And so I'm just sitting out there. And after I shot him, I cut the light off, and he did the most weird, like, cartoonish thing. He just went, hey. And I was just like, oh, no. I don't know if I can shoot armadillos again. This was, like, ridiculous. I kind of feel bad about this.
Yeah, you made him suffer, and then you made him sigh.
No,
yeah.
I didn't make him suffer. Like, I ended it quickly. Like, that was the whole point of walking did over
you?
And didn't
after
just leave
him listened
out
to
there.
Him gasping for air for 20 minutes.
No, not 20 minutes. No, like 10 seconds.
I really let the air out of that motherfucker. You know what I mean? It took a minute, but I got it out of there.
30 minutes?
No, 30. You went up? You son of a bitch.
So, wait, you shot it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You didn't, after you shot it originally, you
shot
didn't go.
Twice.
You
yeah, shot it two
twice.
Times.
You didn't
yeah.
go, like, check it out?
No, I immediately went and checked it out. I was like, I cut the light off and stood there for a second, listened to him breathe for a bit, realized he wasn't dying quickly, and so walked over and finished him off. And that's when he made the weird, like, sound. And I was just like, I don't know if this is normal that armadillos make this cute noise when they pass away, or.
I don't know.
I don't know. It got to me. I was just like, cute? I feel kind of bad about this one. I do. I really do.
That's an armadillo. But
no,
I've never
not,
shot one.
They're not cute animals. They're.
I didn't say they were.
No, I thought you asked if it was cute. I'm sorry. I misheard you. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I think you said cute.
You're the one that said cute.
I mean,
you
I said they're not cute animals because I thought he had said, are they cute?
No, or? But you said it made a cute little sound.
Oh,
I was
it did
like,
make a cute little
really?
Sound. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it was. You said cute, and I said, oh, it's not a cute animal. Anyway, yeah, they've got, like, bristly fur on their bottom, on their tummies, and
oh,
they
yeah,
have
I
a
know.
Weird, like...
I know what they look like.
They have a weird, like, elephant trunk little penis that sticks out of the middle of their tummy.
What were you doing to this armadillo when it was dead?
They tend to roll over on their back, and so I saw his
armadillo
junk.
You just went for it.
I didn't know. I didn't... No.
You moisted it up.
But then it's kind of a, because they're big enough that you can't just leave them. Like, you need to bury them. And so, like, burying the damn thing's a pain in the ass. I had to, like, miss out on doggy playtime the next day because I've had to get home and fucking deal with a dead armadillo. Also, so I put him back in our little small field.
Did
and
you
shut
have
the
to
gate.
Shoot it?
Do what?
You're acting like you had to shoot it. And then it became this burden of getting rid of it. But did you have
no,
to
no,
shoot
I mean, that's pretty much the entire story. I shot it and it did become a huge burden. That's what I'm. That's exactly what I'm relying right now.
Well, why'd you shoot it?
Both physically and mentally.
But why did you shoot it?
Because they fuck things up.
What was he fucking up?
I mean, they will fuck up your lawn pretty bad.
Did you have evidence of him fucking up your shit?
Evidence as far as an armadillo's capability of doing what armadillos do and
I mean,
fucking up yards.
Physical,
like,
did you see
I'm just
him
trying to figure out the level
shit.
Of like facts that I need to present to satisfy you for armadillos will fuck up your lawn. Something that we've had numerous conversations about in the past.
Was he armed? I mean, he's an armadillo.
I didn't know. It was dark. I didn't know that he wasn't armed. I couldn't prove that he wasn't.
You was shot it right in the back. Him. You shot it in the back? So it's running away from you.
No, it was a couple of broadside shots and then one in the
did
back of
did you announce yourself to armadillo? Oh,
of course. Of
okay,
course. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm a sovereign citizen exercising my pre-constitutional right to sacrifice armadillos.
I mean,
okay. It's in the Magna Carta, right? I think that's what they go back to, maybe. I'm not even sure.
But you were in fear of your property and your life. Of being harmed.
Fear is a strong word, but if it keeps me out of jail, yes, I was in fear of mine. They have leprosy. I was in fear of leprosy.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Not guilty.
The weird thing is, I don't know if you guys have been out on the roads in the county recently. There's armadillos everywhere. There's a shit ton of them, so I'm constantly just being reminded of this, like,
I know where a dead one's at right now.
There's a ton of them. They're all over the place.
On my running route, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun.
It smells.
Yeah. Dead things generally don't smell good.
They don't.
So I didn't want to dig a hole that night, so I put him back in the field and shut the gate so that I knew the dog wouldn't be able to find him and chew on him and fuck him up or whatever.
Did anything get it?
I came in the next day, and I was like, I need to go check on that armadillo and move it, and went back there, and I hear, woof, woof, woof. I look up, and there's a buzzard flying away, and I realize that my armadillo has been moved across the yard. And then he's hanging a little looser than he was when I left him. They've been picking at him a little bit.
Them turkey vultures. Mm-hmm. They come in and fuck shit up.
Now, that's not a dead deer butthole.
Excuse me?
Are we supposed to drink to that?
Sure.
But are we quoting from a previous podcast episode?
I'm just saying that's, you know, turkey vultures
love the...
A majestic animal. And they just love a dead deer butthole.
Is that what gives them their... flight powers?
They're slow, giant flight powers?
Yeah, dirty.
No, that's what makes them have to, like, stand there in the sunshine with their wings out looking all creepy, trying to warm up.
Yeah. That is one of the creepiest things I've seen is there's a dead tree on, like, the south way off of Jekyll Island to get back to 95, to go down to Jacksonville. There's this huge dead pine tree. We came by there one time, and it was like... I don't know, 15 or 20 vultures, and they were just all doing their, like, sunning thing, just that's wings cool. outstretched. It just looked creepy.
I like a good vulture. They do good work.
Yeah.
They clean things.
Oh, well, that's something.
They clean that roadkill.
Yeah.
Are they thorough? Like, do they don't clean it well. They leave a lot of mess, right?
They try.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Yes, effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people just don't give you anything.
True.
Yeah.
But I feel like a vulture, like, they're doing bare minimum. Like, they're getting what they want, and then they're flying away slowly like an asshole. But they're leaving a mess, right?
Because they're slow? Like, they're an asshole because they're slow?
Well, they're an asshole because if you're not paying attention, they fly up off of things and run into your fucking windshield on your truck and fuck it up and
they are
cost
what
you
they
several
eat.
Hundred dollars.
They are what, like, they eat.
Why can't you fly faster, bird, or fly away from the fucking road?
How do we get to vultures?
How do we get to vultures? Oh, the armadillo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The same way you always get to vultures. Dead deer butthole.
Dead deer butthole.
But it has made me rethink my, if I hear an armadillo, I need to possibly take it out. Which is a loose rule. There's nights when I hear something and I'm like, I'm not fucking with it tonight. But yeah, it's made me rethink things.
You should just go kick it.
Hell no, they jump up in the air. It'll break your fucking nose. They're crazy. They're nearsighted as fuck. They can't see shit, so you can sneak up on them and kick the shit out of it. But I feel like it might scratch you. It's got little fucking claws.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you get your shit kickers out.
No, I feel like it might go for your face. It pops up. Have you ever seen an armadillo like pop up in the air? They're spring loaded. It's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like they'll
a booby trap.
I've heard of people like armadillos going through people's windshields because they're going up the road and it doesn't notice and then it freaks out and shoots up in the air and just lands in their fucking car.
I've never heard that.
Really?
I've never heard an armadillo hitting someone's fucking windshield.
In all honesty, I may have
made because they jumped up.
It's very possible I made that
up. Damn.
I have heard of them in the grill of a car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they can jump, just not very high. You might be, maybe your knees are in danger.
I don't want them near my knees.
No, you don't.
I mean, I don't really want it anywhere.
No?
Nah. Well, not an armadillo.
What the hell did you just say?
They're not cute.
Oh, I don't want
it. I like the way I sound, okay? We talked about that earlier.
Would y'all eat armadillo?
No.
No?
Mm. Would you try? I mean, how hungry am I?
No, just to try. This is not like a starving situation.
I think I'd pass.
I mean, I would smell it first, and then but
yeah. Old smell test. Yeah,
I was at an estate sale the other day, and they had this. Do you know what a rabbit box is? It's like a long rectangular box, and mm-hmm. it's got a little hingy thing on there. And so when the rabbit goes in, it triggers the thing, and the door drops. This one had like a double. It had doors on either end, and I asked the guy what it was. He's like, "Oh, that's an armadillo trap." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "And there's a list of armadillo recipes on top that comes with the trap." But it was this old like handmade box, so it was cool. It was neat looking or whatever. But then it also, I didn't look closely at it, but then it had like a little notepad on top, and somebody had included a bunch of armadillo recipes, which I didn't even know you could fucking eat those things. I don't know.
I mean, you can eat anything.
That's true.
True. I mean, yeah.
It's got meat. You can eat it. Find it. Cut it out. Grill it up, fry it up, boil it. Yeah. I don't know.
I like a good boiled armadillo.
Got yourself a stew.
I bet it's chewy as fuck.
Is there a scenario, and this comes from another podcast too, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Would you ever eat dog meat? Mm. Like, would you try it?
I would try dog meat before I tried armadillo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's I think the reason that
wait, what kind of dog? Though?
That is true.
Like Vietnamese street dog. I'm assuming is what goes into
golden the food. Retriever.
Oh my god. That's gonna be the softest, most delicious meat.
You think golden retriever
of
meat?
All the something like a bulldog.
No, you're thinking of a golden retriever that's like been kept in a house for years and like is soft. No, we're talking about like rangy, like street dog. I mean, I don't think they're raising dogs and having healthy like good times.
You don't know how the dog meat market works.
I have no idea, but
you have to raise things for the meat. Like that's how you get the meat.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess you can get some wild meat, but normally you just raise it.
Yeah. You don't give it a name.
No, no attachment because you know you're going to.
There are dog farms over there?
Fuck like, yeah.
There's farmers that just raise dogs?
I can show you dog farms, man.
Yeah, we got dog farms here in the U.S.
Yeah. It's a business.
Not eating dogs, right? These are.
I mean, on paper, no. when it gets to facility, yes.
No, but I was, and that was the thing. It was the guest on there was, you may have heard the guy, Stephen Ranella, but the host was this Australian guy. And anyway, they were talking about like, it just came up somehow of like, would you eat dog? And both of them realized that they had both had, like they had both visited Vietnam and they were served dog as part of the time they were over there. And they gave it a try.
Yeah.
I think I would try it. I think I would.
I mean, if I was in Vietnam, I'm going to say no to anything.
Really?
Like, I don't want to get in trouble.
That is
wait,
true.
What?
You think you get in trouble if you don't eat the dog?
I've seen Broke Down Palace. I ain't Claire Danes in this bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. You don't want that.
And just to clarify, I'm sure there are other places that where it's common to eat dog. I'm not just picking on Vietnam, but that's just the one that came up in the thing I was listening to. So, yeah. Oh, but that's what I was saying. For some reason, back to back after I shot that armadillo, were the two podcasts that I listened to. Both of them had strong people talking about like animal rights and whether you should kill animals and all that. It was weird that like two episodes. That would include it. I was just listening to somebody talking about the ethics of killing animals, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, timing.
Yeah. Timing, man. Serendipity. Yeah.
Well, crazy is that. They are listening, buddy.
Yeah, they are listening. Yeah,
and apparently you're not by shooting an armadillo.
Yep. Yep.
Bad. And then pulling out its little penis to look at it.
No, the penis was out. It's a weird looking thing.
Yeah, that's because I was on the way to go, fuck.
Yo.
It was like, God dang it, man.
His shell was hard, man.
I just want to get one more screw in.
This was not a soft shell armadillo. This was a hard shell armadillo.
I don't know why you had to touch it after it was dead.
Didn't touch it, looked at it.
You said you pulled on it.
But yeah,
well, I did not say I pulled on it. What the fucking fuck?
You were like, I wonder how hard that
is. I did not molest a dead armadillo. I don't know what kind of.
You said it was cute. And
these accusations will not stand, man.
Not accusations. It's what came from your mouth. This is verbatim.
It did not come from my mouth.
Word for word.
Verbatim.
And I quote.
Verbatim?
They have cute little penises that feel hard. End quote.
What were the things?
Mr. Moist.
The cartoons when we were kids that was they mixed up two animals. Like, do you remember
Animorphs?
That? Was it Animorphs?
I don't know. That's really seems like it should be.
I would have bought that. Y'all could have gone with that and I would have believed it.
Was it the really muzzles? Good.
Muzzles?
M-U-Z-Z-L? The wuzzles. W-U-Z-Z-L?
I don't recall this.
No, anyway.
It should have been.
There was one that was part elephant and it had an elephant trunk and I think it had wings or something, but that's what an armadillo penis looks like. The elephant trunk on the wuzzle.
That was the wuzzles.
Elephants can't fly.
You missed too. Wow. They were combination animals. That's what I was saying. It was an elephant with wings.
It wuzzles?
It was Ella.
I don't know. Oof. This.
What it was? It was like second Ella tier fly? Care Bears. Ella fly? It's a combination elephant and fly?
Butterfly.
It tracks, actually, now that I think about it.
Butterfunk?
Butterfunk? Butterfunk sounds awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not even sure what butterfunk is, awesome, but I'm into it.
It's stinky.
it does. Some of that low-down butterfunk. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's like butter mixed with smegma.
No, it's not. We don't do that. I'm not into that.
No.
Nobody's into that, I don't think.
No?
There's one person somewhere that's into that. Mixing those two things and putting on toast.
It's like people that are into shooting armadillos.
Oh, wow. There's more than one person that's into that. I'll vouch for that.
Looking at their Peters.
But that's the whole point. Like, it was a very unpleasant experience.
I don't know. Jesus. I mean, whatever floats your boat, man. I mean, I'm not here to judge.
Whatever gets your rocks on.
You're out in the country. You do what country folks do. Yeah, I don't know. You go be courteous, turn the light off, but fucking make a loud popping noise with your 22, and then
don't want the neighbors to see me with this gun.
And then just fired. Sling that goddamn armadillo out in the pasture. Let the fucking vultures get it.
You don't
want
to just stir shit up with the neighbors. Like I try to keep trouble to a minimum.
Oh, I not give them
things to really.
Yeah, that's what neighbors are for.
I don't know if this was a dream. Because it seems like a weird thing to dream, or if I was very drunk. And one of our neighbors was in our yard with their stupid dogs that we have beef already. And I went to the door and I said, get the fuck out of my yard. Get your fucking dog out of here. And then she went down the street and there was like another neighbor come out. It's like, did you see this lady?
You can't remember if that was a dream or that you were drunk.
I can't imagine that I would do that.
I don't know.
Unless you were really drunk, maybe?
Was the dog taking a shit in the yard?
Why the fuck would I have a dream about it? No, she's a weird lady, and like she'll let her dog just come into your yard, and she'll like stand right by your windows and bullshit. I was done. I was not having it.
Oh, she comes in the yard and will stand with the dog in your yard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit weird. That close to the house?
Yeah, very close.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I don't like it.
You should have You should have acted like she was an armadillo.
No, don't shoot that dog.
Not the dog. Her.
I shot them some very mean words.
We could eat the dog though.
No, don't eat that dog either.
We're talking about trying it.
It's a good opportunity.
I don't think that's the proper setting for.
Yeah, but if it's a fucking shitty owner and a shitty dog.
I mean, if I shot it, I would feel like I'd have to eat it.
I'll eat it with you.
Yeah. I don't have a gun though. So
are you resting this dog carcass away from its owner? Is that how you're like mine? It's my property.
It's on my property.
It's Georgia law. If they're on your property, you can shoot anybody that's on your property and not be held accountable for it because they're on your property and they shouldn't be on your property without permission. And clearly, you have already told them that they are not allowed on your property. If they come back on your property,
fuck out.
And we can stage it where you are fearful of your life. She has a dog. You don't know what a dog's going to do. The dog came at you. We shot. She was in the way, she's dead.
Seems so vivid.
We'll eat her too,
but almost like a dream.
I kind of want to taste human flesh.
Good. Just the idea of being in a fucking
courtroom. This is all a joke, by the way. I will never.
The idea of being in a courtroom and they're just playing this episode back of like, you said what you were gonna do. You clearly stated it.
Clearly, I wasn't saying I was gonna do it. Clearly, I'm saying that both of you. Would do the heavy work, and I'll just come on and be like, oh, sure.
He's just into the cannibalism.
Wait, we have to eat the owner, too? I didn't realize we were signing up for this shit.
I mean, aren't you curious?
Yes, but not to just...
It's got weird.
This is not some random person that he shot. Like, I think you need to pick somebody out.
You got the gun.
I thought you shot him in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, King of the Castle. I wonder
what weird noise she'll make. You think she'll have a cute little noise?
She'll probably just be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You think she's got a big penis?
I don't know why you're so focused on this little elephant trunk penis. That wasn't the point of the story. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
I'm not focused. I'm amazed.
Is that why you want to eat?
It's like you really brought it up.
Just chew on it. Feel those little bristles all touching.
Seems like
it.
I don't know.
They're getting caught up in your beard too.
It doesn't seem like, I don't know, because the blood will all be out of there. And really, you want the blood.
We don't have to cook it. It could just be some carpinacio.
I mean, I got to give you credit for going for that one. That was pretty tremendous.
Carcaccio? That would have been better.
That's better.
Carcaccio?
Carcaccio. Just a little olive oil. Squeeze lemon.
You definitely squeeze it.
Well, no. I mean,
the lemon.
There's that Japanese cannibal that ate penis. No, it's the German guy. Never mind. The German guy that ate penis. The Japanese guy ate a lady. The German guy ate a dude that answered an ad to be eaten. Like, this guy volunteered to be cannibalized, essentially. And that was the first thing they ate was his penis. And it was like, it was very tough.
Yeah.
Just chewy. Like, there's not functional.
The guy ate it with him?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? They ate it together?
Wait, you never heard of Armin Muse?
Oh.
Yeah, he took out, it was a classified ad. Like, he put it out there of just like somebody that wanted to be eaten, and a guy answered the fucking ad. And so he came, and they had a whole night, and they had dinner. Well, I don't know if they had dinner. But
wait, hold on. The guy wanted to be eaten.
Yeah.
So he put the ad out.
No, the guy that wanted to eat the guy put the ad out. The guy answered the ad.
Oh, I see.
This was like, we started watching The Jinx 2 last night, and I'd been looking into that. Like, y'all are familiar with The Jinx on HBO, yes. Robert Durst.
Yeah.
Do you know how that whole thing started? Like, essentially, the director, Andrew Jarecki, made a movie, I think with Ryan Gosling playing the Durst character. Like, he made a movie that was like a dramatization of this whole set of events. Durst contacted him because he wanted to talk to him about, like, what he thought about this movie, about his life, and then it just went from there. And so Jarecki ends up making The Jinx 1, where he admits to killing all these people.
Right.
And it was just like, wow, this guy really, he went out of his way to get caught. I'm kind of impressed.
Wait, Durst is the one that supposedly killed his wife. They've never been able to find.
Mm-hmm.
And then two other people.
And then killed his best friend because she knew something about the wife.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then killed the landlord when he was posing as a woman renting a house in like Galveston, Texas.
Right.
Yeah, but he denied all that though, right?
He got off on the murder of the guy in Texas.
Right.
He was acquitted of it. in the trial crazy, even though he admitted to cutting him up.
Right, yeah. Right, but not the murder. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
How do we get to the jinx? I can't remember.
I think it was armadillo penis. Let's let it talk.
Oh, the classified ads. That was the deal. Yeah, the Armin Muse
Rat wanted to shoot his neighbor and eat her flesh.
He drugged the guy up. They cut off his penis and then cooked that up, and they both ate that, I think. And then he proceeded to kill the guy and consume his flesh after that. So,
I wonder what it tastes like. Not penis. But just like a nice,
specifically a chewy ass piece of penis,
chunk of human. You know what I mean?
It's long pork. That's what I've always heard it called. It just
depends on how you season it, you know.
Yeah, well, I would imagine. Well, it's like just salt mostly. You need some good salt, right amount. You know, if it's a good cut of meat,
I wonder what the best cut is.
Yeah,
glute.
I mean, I wonder what human ribs taste like. So,
as far as people that we've known to cannibalize other humans that have commented on the quality of the meat, yes, apparently a young child's rump is the best tasting thing in the world.
No. Oh, wow, okay. We were getting that specific.
Thank you, Albert Fish.
Yeah.
God.
I'm sure.
Now I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Sure. No, this is terrible. Should we take a break?
Sure, a priest would agree. And we're back.
Are there women anywhere that fart on their dogs?
Yes, absolutely. All of them do.
No, do they?
Yes.
Have you witnessed one rip.
I'm not saying like they come up and like sit their butt on their head and let one rip, but they cuddle up. They fart. They fucking fart.
Well, no, I don't mean an inadvertent like but we're you cuddling mean, like,
on purpose.
Like, yes, yeah, I mean like 100%. What we just saw Dick Loverboy do outside during the break, which absolutely. Is just to go over, squat over his dog's face,
and shove his nose in his butthole while he poots
at great risk of his bowels just loosening and everything just falling out of him.
Well,
just
farts always in his dog's risk.
Face. First of all, it wasn't the face. I didn't do it right in the face.
You did it right on top of the head.
Top of the head?
Top of the head.
Yeah. That's pretty much the face of a dog.
Right, I mean, in the eyes.
Kind of split hairs on that one.
I feel bad because it really scared the fuck out of
her. She joked, yeah.
She's like, what the fuck?
me running away from the vicinity probably didn't help either.
How did she not see that coming, though? Come on.
Well, I did sneak in from the rear.
What, she eats your toenails, right? Don't you feed them that?
I don't know. That's
don't feed them to them. They stick them out.
You don't keep them away from them.
What am I supposed to do? I put them in a sealed container and
God, a trash can.
It's really like boggling my mind how much of this world your dogs don't have access to. As far as places you could trim your toenails.
Well, I'll trim my toenails outside.
A front yard.
And then they go find them?
No, I don't want to trim my toenails in the front yard for the neighbors to watch.
Trashy.
God, you should, though. You really should.
I do it on
It's a good spot.
On my back stoop.
I do mine on the back porch or the bathroom sometimes, depending.
Yeah. I can't help it that they're like fucking delicious.
I do mine on my wife's side of the bed.
Oh, man. I would divorce you so quick if I'd
run. I mean, that's fine.
Crawled into bed. There were just little sticky things hitting me in the side.
You can divorce me, but it's going to cost you. You know what I mean?
Did you trick me into a prenup?
It's my. No, I'm taking everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's a man's
world.
You should
get me to sign the prenup. I don't make shit.
Wait, am I the woman in this situation? I just realized I'm singing It's a Man's World. My bad, guys.
I'm definitely the woman in our relationship.
What? Why?
Yeah. I'm being taken care of.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're kept?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I do the cleaning. I don't do the cooking. I do some cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, y'all can afford to eat out every day.
But I'm not bringing home the bacon, if you know what I mean.
Bring on the bacon front of pan?
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I mean, these hands are soft. You know what I mean?
They got to be getting some roughness on them now, right? You're doing some hard labor.
It's not that hard. There's tools that make it easy.
But tools have handles, and handles give you blisters.
Not these tools.
He has work gloves.
I do have work gloves.
But he wears rubber gloves underneath them that are filled with Vaseline.
Yeah.
That's the way to keep it soft.
Soft, yeah. Like moisturize it. But it's important, to keep the skin hydrated.
Yeah.
And lubed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
I'm just saying. My wife takes care of me, and I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
And by my wife, you mean the Mr. Moist.
Isn't it Mr. Moist?
What?
Oh, he's taking care of my soft hands.
You were just king of the shoehorn callbacks.
That's a callback.
It's not a callback. It's the theme of the episode.
Moist?
The return of Mr. Moist.
It's the return. Moist. It's the return. Man, I bet in the summertime you're fucked.
That is the way I picture the powers. Is essentially it's the old is it a witch from Thinner or a gypsy lady? I can't remember.
It's a gypsy.
Is that what it, like? It's actually
it's a traveling
traveler.
Woman.
Okay,
yeah. A Roman traveler.
She's just
a pikey. Yeah.
I think you might, I don't know. But yeah, that's the way I picture the powers going, of me just walking up going, moist, and your crotch just moistening up. And you're like, I got to go home now and deal with this.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about me?
That's the power that I
admit. Oh, that's the power you have.
You could be a victim, though.
I could be.
I mean, I guess.
Is it like getting slimed by Slimer? Is that what it is?
But very specific one spot, just your crotch.
There is a mouthful of hot dogs involved.
I love this shit. I do. I fucking do. We got to get a new computer.
Is Slimer any sort of a gay icon because of that scene? Like so many hot dogs going on.
How many? Yeah, we need to watch the movie and confirm how many.
Had to guess, I'm going to say 7.
7? That's a good number.
It's also weird in that movie because I think the hot dogs stay inside of him, but like later there's a scene where he's drinking wine and it's just pouring through him onto the floor. Yeah. Like there's a lot of inconsistency in how Slimer actually works.
He's got a semi-permeable membrane in there.
You think
that alcohol really cuts through it.
That's true.
I don't know. Not them wieners.
Yes, solids.
But that would feel weird if you were just drinking something and it was just flowing out of your lowest point.
It might feel good, though.
He's got a cheesecloth in the back of his gullet.
Yeah? He's got a gullet?
Yeah, he does. Hell yeah, he does.
Fucking cheesecloth.
Where do he stores all the hot dogs?
Did Slimer used to be a human? Like that was because I went back and watched Ghostbusters recently and I was trying to figure out at what point Ghost actually became dead humans, and I thought it was Ghostbusters 2 because the Scolari brothers show up in the courtroom scene at the beginning and the court's like, I gave those guys the chair. And you're like, oh shit, ghosts are actually people, which in a way changes the entire dynamic of the movie. Like they're capturing human souls and putting them into a containment like purgatory forever? I don't know. With other tortured souls? No, like, it's a fucked up situation.
There's human ghosts in the first one, right?
There are. Like, the librarian, I think. I don't know if they actually reference her as a human, but, like, yeah, there's definitely...
What about the one that hovers over Dan Aykroyd?
That's a dream.
That is a dream sequence. Sorry. I thought that was that, actually.
Is that Sigourney Weaver's ghost or whatever? Or
no, it's a totally different person that gives him like a weird ghost blowjob in his dream. Scene that doesn't add anything to the movie. It has no reason to be there other than it's fucked up.
Do you think if you got one like that from a guy, it would drip right back on you because it would just leak through?
I hope
so. I mean, she can swallow your whole wiener and keep it in there. It won't go through.
I just wonder what a ghost blowjob feels like. Do you feel anything?
But when
breeze.
When ghosts make contact with humans in that movie, there is ectoplasm. And so, like, that might be one of the slickest blowjobs ever.
Holy shit. It's probably like Vicks Vapor Rub.
It's got a mentholated smell to it?
The feel.
You're getting the blowjob from the librarian at the beginning of the movie. Yeah, she's mentholated, I think. She has sore muscles from stacking all those books. No human being would stack books like this. Man, that movie is perfect. I love Ghostbusters. I went back and watched it. It's a great movie.
It is good.
It's a really good movie. I enjoy it.
New Ghostbusters? Not so much.
Yeah.
They're decreasing in quality.
I mean, how many times can you watch Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
I mean, I love him. Well, I don't love him.
That's the bad thing. I do. I really enjoy Paul Rudd.
I like him.
Almost everything. Yeah.
Was this one worse than the female Ghostbusters one?
I need to rewatch the female Ghostbusters.
All right.
I need to because
wait, what does that mean? All right. What does that mean?
Because
what do you think of that?
I've watched it. I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
No. I'll give you my opinion. I watched that movie one time, and I think it fucking sucks. And it's nothing against female Ghostbusters or anything. It's just not a very good movie. It's a shitty movie, and it's an even shittier Ghostbusters movie. Okay. So that being said, I typically need to see a movie twice before I want to give a valid opinion on something. So I would like to see Ghostbusters, whatever it is, again.
Note to the audience, that opinion was not valid.
No. I'm just saying, like, I would like to revisit that movie and see if it's as bad as I remember.
Just regular run-of-the-mill opinion.
I mean, at the very least, did I fall victim to, like, the fucking sexist outrage against this movie or the fucking the outrage of, like, don't fuck with my Ghostbusters, mister. Like, everybody was so precious about the fucking Ghostbusters, but, like...
I didn't watch
it. I don't know. I might watch it again. We'll see.
Let's watch it. We should have a viewing.
I'll do that. I've never watched it, but... Oh.
Should we watch it in the front yard?
I don't hate women, though, either. So, I mean, like this guy.
Have you ever met a woman?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've met a woman.
Cool.
I had relations with a woman.
What?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I didn't have a kid with her. I mean, I had a kid with her, but we didn't have relations and have a kid as a result of our relations.
Right.
I mean, I had to get it in her... by different means.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Slimer way.
Yeah, you just...
I had to get a wiener and stick it in her. Not my wiener, but another wiener.
Was there cheesecloth involved in this situation?
Actually, there was. That and a little blowgun.
I'm picturing a fake wiener with like a big pump on the back, like one of those old school like mosquito foggers that they were like, tss, tss, and you just get it up in there and you're like, and you squirts it in there, or
I've talked about it before.
Yeah.
We've talked about it enough. My bad. Sorry, honey. If you ever listen to this, you're wonderful. I love you. Thank you for taking care of me.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Not until you finally die of old age, and then she can listen to it when she's at the ripe old age of 42.
Yeah. She'll still be young enough where she can...
She gets the keys to the Armageddon After Party vault.
She'll be just fine.
Finally, I get to hear all the things he said when he wasn't around me.
Oh, wow. I tell her. I'm very honest with her.
Very honest.
Yeah. I love you.
For a second.
I was running.
I may be dumb.
Oh, fuck. I know how to put babies in you.
I'm very, very lucky, okay? Yeah. I always say it.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Well, I'm luckier than you guys.
Shit. I'm not sure what you're saying there, but...
I'm kidding. I'm just talking shit. I think I always do. I know I'm well loved.
That's a rough one, man. Seriously, just honestly, I'm so much luckier than you in a variety of reasons. Not even just wife related. Just
is this what does it right here? Is this what ends what I thought was a beautiful friendship? Did I just fucking fuck that up?
No, we have 26 more episodes we have to do.
Oh, to even it off at 300?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn, where are we?
And if we record every other one of those.
Just start skipping them, just doing by twos. You guys started counting by twos at the end, you sons of bitches.
Oh, damn. Two and one.
We really became the Noah's Ark of podcasts. You know what I mean?
The episodes are coming two by two. Nice.
Go. Oh, hey, what is that, you guys? You know what you can do is you can follow all the antics and more on ArmageddonAfterParty.com.
Mm-hmm,
we got episodes on there, and that's really the only thing good.
Yeah, we'll have recipes on there for like human meat.
Yeah.
And armadillo. We're really going to come up with some bangers.
Yeah, bangers and mash.
Armadillos and mash. Oh my God. Human and mash. Human mash.
You guys can follow us on Twitter at AfterPartyPod. Right. Also, you can just hit up Gerald Importante. That's the Reverend Flores. Also, you know, Mr. Moist. You really need to change your Twitter name.
No. No, I'm not going to.
You should put that on True Social.
Yeah.
I could start a new one and just call it Mr. Moist. Surely Mr. Moist exists, right?
Oh, 100% it does.
Yeah.
You guys can follow me on the Instagrams at dick.loverboy. Hey, guys, go ahead and check out Heads or Cocktails on Instagram as well. As while you're at it, goodness gracious, let's get through this. It's been a good show, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you stumble at the end.
We really
you
did.
You know it's good.
We really did it. Hey, come on out on May 16th for Heads or Cocktails. Let's do it then. And then May 29th, we got Lil King's 20th birthday. So come on out for that as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. A lot of parties going on.
Yeah, we did it. Hey, good job, you guys, from the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia. I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodnight for the Reverend Flores, a.k.a. Mr. Moist, and Lil Squeak. Say goodnight, boys.
Goodnight.
If you're wondering. Oh, sorry. I fucked that up. Do it again. Say it again. Thanks, Beast Mode.
There we go.
In case you're wondering, Mr. Moist does exist on Twitter. He has two fucking tweets from 2011. He's just squatting on Mr. Moist. I'm so sad. Thanks, Beast Mode.